that, and everyone is trying to come here, but Bhavesh is standing, and he's not letting anyone win. And you are standing for India, you are standing for Made in India, and you are standing for an Indian entrepreneur who's not only winning in India, but winning across the world. Like, you know, you are in different parts of the world. Tell us what is happening with Ola.
No, I think Vijay himself is a big inspiration to me and to so many entrepreneurs. And even the way he's built Paytm, the way he's competing with many fronts, taking the brand global, taking the business global, that itself is an inspiration. And I must say, Shraddha, the first time I was at TechSparks was 2011.
Yeah.
When I was doing I was 10 kilos lighter, a little more hair on my head, and a much lesser scale of business. But from then to now, I mean, it's amazing what you and the Your Story team have built. You know, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So it's just amazing and very inspirational. Before I came, I was just doing the rounds of the startup area. And it is the maturity of the ecosystem is evolving so fast, and you know how you have enabled that is actually inspirational in itself.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thanks, Bhavesh. And you know, it's like a Karan Johar moment, but I have to tell you.
Who's Karan Johar between us?
You.
I'm me. So I'll do the rapid fire today, huh?
No. You being nice is you know, but I have to say that you have supported, and somewhere we just don't recognize so much, but we talk about how entrepreneurs in Valley support other entrepreneurs, but you have supported me and your story, and so many I know so much, and it matters to me. And I called you here to come and talk to entrepreneurs, and I know how busy you are, but you did. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
To answer your question, which is what's going on, right?
Yeah.
So let me actually start with a bit of a macro picture, not just about my industry. You know, there's a novel by Charles Dickens, right? Just the opening line: "It's the best of times and it's the worst of times," right? So I think that's very true about India. You know, how we see the opportunity we find ourselves in is just a matter of perspective. You know, on the macro level, you know, economy is slowing or whatever. There's a credit crisis, banks are in trouble, but it's never been a better time to be an entrepreneur than this, right? We have a very stable political situation in our country. You know, we have an ambition to be a $5 trillion economy in the next few years, and that's not going to be the end. It's going to be much larger than that within our lifespans. You know, our generation has the opportunity to create the future, not just for our country, but to build the technological paradigms for the future for the world, right? So it's a great time to be an entrepreneur, and it's a great time to take risk. It's a great time to fail and learn from it. And yeah, so I personally feel as excited, as energized, as optimistic as ever.
You know, so I had a question, like, you know, over the years we've seen Ola and how Ola has been constantly reinventing, winning the Indian market, and you've had competition and how, right? And many countries, like many players across the world, have not survived that kind of competition, and you are thriving, growing. There's Ola Electric. Tell us, what are some of the things that you've done to be here at the, you know, be at the top of the game? Because all the entrepreneurs would like to be in the place that you are in.
It's a tough question. Yeah, it's a very broad question, but I'll try and answer it in the best way. See, I'll give a context of what all we are doing. You know, till about last year, we were primarily India focused. Today, we are in four countries: India, Australia, New Zealand, UK. We operate in about 250 plus cities. We've also gone beyond the ride sharing or the mobility services play into Ola Electric, which is you know, we are designing and enabling electric mobility for the future for countries like India, and we are already taking that beyond India also. The whole trend in which this all comes together is mobility as an industry is actually one of the largest industries in the world. And a lot of our money, our wallet, is actually spent on our car or the fuel in the car or maintenance of the car or using Ola or our competitors, etc. Right? Now, this mobility industry traditionally was based on a paradigm of owning a vehicle.
Yeah.
Aap apna scooter kharidoge, apni gaadi kharidoge. Now that has changed because the generation today, the, you know, the youngsters, millennials, they don't want to own stuff, right? They want to experience stuff. And that's a big paradigm shift which is happening not just in our industry but across industries, right? And that's the kind of consumer wave that our industry was built upon, and it's only going to increase, right? So people today, you know, India sells about 3-4 million cars a year. Total, we have about 30 million cars. To give you a comparison with China sells 20 million cars a year. That's, you know, China sells in 18 months what India totally has, 30 million cars in total. And yet our roads are full of traffic, right? So this this focus of increasing the penetration of shared mobility, of using vehicles and you know, cars, autos, two-wheelers as a service is continuing, is going to be a big focus for us in India. You know, in India, till we started from the big cities, the top 5-6 cities, but now we are taking our brand, our services much deeper into the country. And also we are increasing the kind of services we offer to consumers. You know, we started